Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, you're going to hear from Kenny McKenzie, Chief Product Officer at Predictable Revenue. Now, Kenny is a pillar of innovation at Predictable Revenue, helping lead the development of their products and services. He's also a sought-after speaker, making appearances at international sales and technology conferences. So today he's going to teach you about what to look for as a founder, as a CEO, as a marketer, as a salesperson when you're launching a new product. So this could give you some context for, is my product going to be successful in my target market? How do I avoid biases? How do I avoid assumptions? How do I get the proper feedback? So everything to do with launching a new product when you're first starting out. Or it could be you have a successful company and you want to see if a new product you're launching in an already successful company is going to be a hit. He's going to go through all of it without any sort of bias.
The funny thing is that, you know, as a marketer, you tend to look at things like, you know, demographics, firmographics, like all these, but it really boils down to like what people want. And so it doesn't matter all these demographical attributes that people look at, like those are just sort of like proxies for the actual thing that matters, which is what do they want? So that's number one, is you got to find a group of people who all want the same thing. And the easiest sort of best way to do that, frankly, is having conversations, interviewing them and doing it right. Like there are all sorts of traps. Like you want to avoid cognitive biases. So you got to approach this like a scientist or like an investigator. It's like, you think that there has been a crime where, you know, all these people have been wronged in some way and you're trying to like investigate the culprit, like who's causing all these people all this pain, right? You can't go into it being like, I want them to like my idea.
Yeah.
So you got to like leave any ideas you have behind and really just try and understand like, what does this group of people want? And then work from there towards a solution. And so like Ash Maria is like really good at sort of articulating like, he gives this analogy. You know, when it comes to startups or building new products, it's like you got a door, like your market is like a door with a lock on it and you're building a key. And so what most people do is they'll build a key and they'll go door to door to door to door trying to open doors. Like what are the odds that you're going to just build a random key and be able to go and open some random door that you walk up to?
I love the analogy. That's a great analogy. Yeah,
it is. I got to credit Ash Murray for that one.
Yeah, that's really good.
But yeah, if you pick a door and you study the lock and you basically act like a locksmith and then you design a key specifically for that lock, you can open the door. And sometimes I think that, you know, there's these waves of technology that come, right? And whenever there's like a new wave of technology and it sort of goes from the like over the, it's over the hype cycle and it actually gets developed and it's hitting that like plateau of productivity or whatever, and it's becoming viable. Like those, that's now there's this whole new suite of opportunities for being able to unlock sort of new ways of solving problems. And so that's like being able to combine those things as part of the equation. And so you might discover a real market opportunity, but like the way to solve that might not come for another 8 years or something, especially if you're looking at a specific type of technology. So that's the second sort of challenge, is being apprised of all these things. That's why it's so hard, is because like it's all a very, very complex challenge.
Yeah.
And then you run into the risk too of the market being too small.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to try and pick like a job to be done, a sort of a contextual progress people want to make, you have a very small group of people who really, really, really want to make that progress. But if you help them make that progress and you basically make it easier to make that progress, more and more and more and more people are going to also want to make that progress.
Yeah.
So you basically develop a solution that so addresses an existing really compelling market need for a very small group of people. But by doing so, it makes the market grow because the more people who see, oh, wow, they were able to make that progress, I want to make that progress too. And so then it kind of
That's a blue ocean, right? That would be the blue ocean strategy where you're technically building your own market. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And usually when you have like a product flying off the shelf type product market situation,
yeah,
or a product market fit situation, it's because you're building a new market. Like it's rare that you're going to go into a really noisy market and do that unless you've got something really novel and compelling that like allows people to make some whole new type of progress. Otherwise, why would they be flocking to you if there's all these comparable competitors? So
that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.